Chief Tim Harris of the Peace River Fire Department and the Regional Fire Chief, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Chief, comments on the fact that with the cold weather, please, the fireplaces are being used more, and therefore it's probably good to have a little maintenance done on the chimney, is it not?
Yeah, it's always good to have the fireplace in good working order. Especially the fireplace has been used a lot. There will be a build-up of creosote within the chimney, and that will need to be cleaned. Large build-ups of creosote that are not taken care of can lead to chimney fires, a fire in the chimney where that creosote catches on fire. So it's always good to have that cleaned. And also to make sure there's good ventilation up the chimney to allow the smoke and the products from combustion of the fire to escape the building.
With the potential of creosote buildup here, Chief, it doesn't necessarily, I'm thinking, it doesn't mean that brick or concrete chimneys, maybe wood chimneys, it doesn't necessarily, you know, none of those guarantee the safety of the creosote buildup and the potential, does it not?
No, I mean, I'm not an expert on sort of chimney construction, which is the best for a fire. Generally, you know, a good hot fire will burn off the creosote without starting a fire, and that keeps the chimney clean. Sometimes a slow smoldering fire doesn't have the heat to clear that those products out of the chimney. So usually it's best to follow if you have a wood fireplace, follow the recommendations of the manufacturer of the product.
How easy is it to leave the chimneys alone to unfortunately have that build up and up and up?
It's very, very easy if the chimney is not maintained, if it's not cleaned or inspected on a regular basis, and you know there's frequent fires in the fireplace, then there will be that build up over time if it's not looked at.
Is it the same thing for furnace chimneys as well, or in other words, the same kind of fire hazard, or is that something completely different, but yet it still has to be maintained as well?
It is something completely different, but also even more important, and especially this time of year, when with the extreme cold weather we've been having, and our furnaces or our natural gas powered furnaces and hot water tanks, they're working overtime to keep our houses warm and our water hot. The fumes from the natural gas after it burns, the fumes can contain some moisture, which when this cold weather will freeze around the outlet of that flue or that chimney, and that can potentially lead to blocking off that chimney, which could possibly cause the carbon monoxide in those fumes to build up within the house itself. This is an extremely important issue because carbon monoxide is a gas that is odorless, it's colorless, tasteless. So you don't know if the product, that gas, is in the house. The only way to detect carbon monoxide gas is with a carbon monoxide detector alarm, carbon monoxide alarm. It's very important to check that those outlets are not, the ice hasn't built up around those outlets to make sure that there's good free flow of those exhaust fumes so that they don't build up in the house. So if it's safe to do so, I'd recommend residents inspect those outlets from those. So it can be from the furnace and the hot water tank.
That's a good point you bring up here, Chief, is the fact that carbon monoxide poisoning has been in the news recently, especially in around this area. The underrated potential, or the underrated deadly potential, I guess, or lethal potential that carbon monoxide has, especially at this time of the year, is like really, really important to have in the back of your mind, is it not?
It is, and it's carbon monoxide. The source of carbon monoxide can be from the furnace and the hot water tank, but also, as we mentioned earlier, the wood-burning fireplace. If there isn't a sufficient draft to take the smoke and other products of combustion away, that could potentially build up into the house. Also, another thing people may not realize, if you have an attached garage and you have a vehicle running in the garage, sometimes people open the garage door to warm and let the vehicle idle in the garage, so that difference in air pressures can, again, potentially suck that air into the residence. So you should never warm up a vehicle or leave a vehicle running in an attached garage. You should move it outside. Things like gas-powered generators should be only run outside. And any other gas-powered tools should only be run outside where there's good ventilation and no chance of monoxide getting into the house. And unfortunately, people, as I said, it's a colorless, tasteless odor, so you don't know it's in the house. And people may have some symptoms but may not realize that they're being affected by carbon monoxide. Some of the symptoms include the dizziness, confusion, headaches, chest pain. And if that goes on for a long time, or if people are in a high concentration of carbon monoxide or in a lower concentration for an extended period, such as overnight, sleeping in the residence, carbon monoxide poisoning can lead to a loss of consciousness, to a coma, and then unfortunately to death of the person as well. So it's an extremely important chemical to be aware of and be take measures to protect yourself from being exposed to. And really the only way to do that is the installation of carbon monoxide alarms.
You mentioned the carbon monoxide alarms, and I guess with vehicles, with generators, and there's all the stuff we've mentioned, vehicles, generators, fireplaces, furnaces, is it really too late? I'm thinking it's never too late for an inspection or a cleaning of any of those apparatus that we use. The fact that you want to use them all the time, but yet the potential for carbon monoxide poisoning is there. I mean, how easy should it be for us to say, hey, we need to do all this and make sure that everything is in good running order?
It should be easy. As you say, it's one of those things we probably don't think about. As the seasons change, I know it's always a good time to think of getting, you know, furnace inspected and cleaned, your chimneys cleaned. This time of year, once we're into winter and they're being used frequently, it's a little harder to get it done. Ideally, we should be thinking of these things in the fall as the temperature starts to drop. But if you suspect there are any issues, you know, please don't hesitate in getting that addressed by a certified technician.
Chief Tim Harris is with the Peace River Fire Department as well as the County of Northern Lights Fire Services. Mr. Harris, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.